God's grace, mercy, and peace be with all of you, friends of Nancy, and especially to the family right in front of me, for each one of you, Tracy, Cindy, Gage, Rachel, Richard. God's peace be with you today. From what I've heard around town, Philomath is pretty easy to get the scoop on someone. I found out that Nancy knew quite a bit about hallways. And I say that because it was told to me by some of the students that went to Philomath High School in the 1970s that Nancy was one of the official hall monitors. When I heard those words, I thought of someone who was very stern and kind of making sure that all the activities going on in the high school are going the way that they should be. Perhaps someone who would break up disagreements and stop gossip and keep track of all the people that are tardy at the school. But that was not what I heard. What I heard was that she was gracious and was, to quote one person, the sweetest, loving hall monitor you could ever imagine. She was a blessing to the students that came her way and those who needed a smile to look upon. She didn't investigate to find all the mischievous behavior that was going on in the high school. She viewed her role as a way to shine a light and brighten all the hallways that she went on down. Friends, life could be compared to a hallway in the sense that we have a beginning, we have life experiences, and then we have an end. We're born, we have life experiences, then we reach our destination. That's very much like a hallway. And to be honest with you, Nancy did experience some dark passages and hallways from what I understand. Richard, you gave me a Bible. And I thought it was, I have it right here, the Bible that Richard gave me. The front cover says quite a bit, actually. It says, Holy Bible, but then below it says, With Helps. That is actually very true with this Bible because inside are notes that are written by Nancy that describe some of those dark passageways and hallways that she went down. Inside, there were markings about the loss of her son, Jeffrey, at age 17 in 1979. One passage that was circled was a psalm that said these words, God is near to the brokenhearted. He saves the crushed in spirit. Nancy did have dark hallways, dark passages, as we oftentimes do in life. One of the sections of this Bible that was marked, perhaps more than any other, though, was from the book of Job. Perhaps Nancy could relate to Job's life. I don't know. Job had a lot of dark hallways that he walked down. Every door that Job passed, there was treacherous things that could grab him along his passageway. We know from the Bible that Job was one of the wealthiest people that ever walked on the earth. Yet he lost everything. Lightning struck. He lost all of his cattle. Lost much of his property. Job could have given up, but he kept walking down the hallway, and it got worse for Job. A little further down his hallway, it got personal. He lost his children. Job lost his own property. He shaved his head, not out of a sense of to look better, but out of a sense of suffering and pain. Job walked further down the hallway, and it got worse. His friends turned on him, and even his closest friends turned on him, and no one would blame him for stop walking down the hallway of life, the passageway. But it's at that point that Job says the words that Nancy and Richard have chosen for today's time together. I know that my Redeemer lives, and I will see him in the flesh. A Redeemer was someone who personally invested themselves in the person that they were caring for. A redeemer was someone who, if the person they were assigned to was lost, they would find them and take them to where they needed to be. A redeemer was someone, during Job's time, it was someone who would, if they found the person that was hurting and broken, they would fix them and care for them. Let me put it a little more clear. A redeemer was very much like a hall monitor. Not someone who looked for mischievous activity, but someone who would bless the people that would come their way. And that's what Nancy was. She was an amazing hall monitor at the Philomath High School, but also for her family, guiding all of you along. Everything that you are today is a product of her and how she's blessed you. But what we must recognize today is that Nancy, the hall monitor, had a hall monitor, a redeemer, Jesus, that has guided her even in death. He has found her, he has taken her hand, and he has led her where she was meant to be. And what we learn from Job is that life circumstances could go absolutely, totally against us, and we could walk down many dark passageways, but if we have that Redeemer, we'll make it to where we need to be. And that's where Nancy is, in a safe place with Jesus. What does that place look like? Oftentimes people ask what heaven looks like. I got a chuckle out of the way that it was described, the home that Richard and Nancy had. I don't know if you caught it in the obituary, but they bought a vacant cow pasture. Who buys a vacant cow pasture? And with hard work, they established their home, raised their family, and turned it into a flower-filled paradise. Everything turned the exact opposite. That's heaven too. Here there's suffering and pain. In heaven, there's no more suffering and pain. There's peace and rest. Here, our time is short, and sometimes we miss the time with loved ones that we would love to have forever. There is eternity, where we can spend time with our loved ones, Jeffrey and Nancy together. The Redeemer, Jesus, turns everything around, so it's just the way it was meant to be. May that strengthen the family and bring you peace in the days ahead. Here, family, I know that here you're separated, but when that time comes and you pass through your hallways, there you'll meet Nancy and have that sweet reunion. Until then, may God's peace and strength guide you in each step that you take. Amen.